What's good, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What's good? What's good? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What up? What up? It's Matt or Has. I got both of you. That was pretty good. What's up, everyone? How you doing? Tweak Talk's coming at you. Couple days out from Supernova. Ooh. Couple days after Big Evo. Got a lot. No Smash Brothers there, but the spirit of Smash Brothers might have been there in a way, and especially in a new Evo champ, Rivals of Aether 2. We'll talk about all that and a little bit more. I'm excited because we're finally getting ready to go to Supernova. I'm going to get to see both of you very soon. I'm going to get to see Charles very soon. Maybe even producer Chris will make an appearance. I hope so. That would be great. But I'm insanely excited for Supernova. Take a couple days off work, get ready to go, and hang out with you guys and have a nice couple of relaxing days. And commentary roster's out, so crush it on some commentary. I have some blocks I'm very fucking excited about. But enough about me. How you doing, Marcus?
I mean, bro, it's weird because I feel like I didn't miss last week's episode, but I did. But I also feel like nothing has happened in the past like 2 weeks, like nothing exciting. Life's been good. It's been the same as it's always been. I think I was a little sad I didn't really get to talk about Smash Factor because it's like the first tournament, or S Factor, sorry. It's like the first tournament I actually like watched most of in a long time. So that kind of sucked. But I did watch a lot of Evo. We'll probably talk about it, but it just, I don't know, man. Like, Evo was not hitting for me this year. Like, I
feel you, bro.
Like, I was like watching it and I was like, yeah, I'd rather be doing anything else right now. There were a few things that had me locked in, like obviously Spargo and Rivals. Like, anytime Spargo was up, Spargo's up. Like,
Spargo and Plup, bro. I love watching
I've always loved watching Plup in any game bro's played. This NASB,
bro's a little too melee. Good.
Bro is a platformer.
He's a gamer. Hey, he's a gamer. He's a great Han gamer too. Heroes of New Earth, great player.
Wait, really?
Yes,
actually. I didn't know that.
He loved Han.
I knew that.
Yeah, that's a W, dude. That's how. Like, I always liked him. Then I found out that fun fact that he loved Han, and I was like, "That's it. This is like one of my favorite players of all time."
Yeah, that's go. So, yeah, that was cool to watch. But otherwise, life's been pretty chill for me. How's it going? Back to you, Has.
Love it. I kind of feel the same way. That's crazy that he got you because there's only two of us left.
But, you know. Somehow he got me. That might be the first time ever on the show.
I'm impressed, bro.
Where I've been officially mixed.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I feel like this was just going to be a tough, like, Evo hangover type year is something I would call it, because we had the first year for Tekken last year, the first year for Street Fighter VI last year. Like, sure. The score lines were, like, living up to last year was going to be a mountain to climb, to say the least. And I kind of feel the same way. I had Evo on the whole day, but Gavin kept saying, you don't gaff. Like, you just don't really care about what's going on the screen. To some extent, it was true, partially because everything kind of went to the script. Arslan Ashe winning, Goichi winning, which I had a blast watching, though, which, you know, I don't watch that game a whole lot, so I thought that was pretty cool to watch. And then Mena winning was, like, I thought that was such a W because I love Mena. I think he's great. Very easy to root for, in my opinion. Entering that upper godlike echelon of Street Fighter with this most recent win, they need to have some maybe uncomfortable conversations about how good he is at Street Fighter, depending on if you enjoy him or not as a player. I think he's fucking fantastic.
Yes.
The thing where he was doing some shadow boxing the day before, night before, I was like, ooh, this is... You know, he does one of these things that has potential to be insanely cringe. Like, if he just got 3-0'd real quick, you know what I'm saying? Then he has that airboxing thing that he did. I'm like, yikes, like, that's not a good look. But now, it's crazy how context changes that whole thing. Because now he won, it's like, damn, this is like one of the toughest clips of all time. Because he recorded it before he won. So I had a good amount of fun watching Evo. I think my favorite thing I really saw was catching up on the new Marvel game. I think those clips were coming in. The style, like, the more I watch this game or see of it, like, the style of it is incredible.
Yeah.
Storm's walk cycle, for example.
Just bro, I think that's what's missing in a lot of these fighting games, bro.
Like, real flair of personality or, like, yes. Yeah, attention to detail.
Yeah.
the way it makes like your team into a comic book cover, like when you load into the game, like, damn, who thought of that? Like, that's such a good idea. Like, I'm someone who likes comic books and fighting games, and I never thought, like, oh, when you make a team, they should like have splash art of like a fake comic. I'm like, damn,
yeah,
that is so cool. So I haven't been super excited for a fighting game since Street Fighter VI came out, but this one is like really, really getting up there. So yeah, yeah. I had a good time. I mean, Evo's always a good time. I got my free Chipotle, duh, of course, as I do every year since that has been a thing.
Wait, and, I'm trolling. No free Chipotle?
You didn't get free Chipotle.
I'm trolling, bro. What?
Do it, dude.
Everyone in the Discord call, Marcus, was just like waiting for their moment like crazy.
Mars and I literally, we were watching and he goes, okay, we're not going to miss the next Chipotle. I was like, okay. And then the second it popped up on the screen, both of us were like, oh shit, we missed it. Damn it. It happened like instantly. I was like, damn it. And then I knew there was only one more try. And it was like right before, like Street Fighter, there were only like 2 or 3 rounds left. I'm like, it's got to be coming up here soon. I locked in and I got mine, my free bowl. Got it delivered today. It's pretty good.
So tough.
Gab, what's going on, man? How you doing? What have you been up to?
I'm doing well. Kind of like last year, the best part was Mena winning for me. Like, Punk winning a lot the previous time was also the best part. Like, so shouts to those two, especially Mena, because I had a great meeting with Mena at the last Gommel I attended. So not the most recent one, the one before that. And he gave me all this advice about tendonitis and like, recommended a bunch of things, and he was incredibly nice, and I just thought it was a really cool moment because I didn't even really know him. So and I'm pretty sure he won Street Fighter at that event or something, so like, yeah, that was really cool. So it was cool to watch him win, and he kind of destroyed everyone, I'm not gonna lie. It was
insane.
The final ending was cool too, like the command grab barely killed or whatever. Yeah, that was definitely a lot of fun. But overall, yeah, like I'm not the biggest fighting game guy, so don't freak out. Like, it's whatever. I'm not like locked in to begin with, but yeah, I just feel like fighting games don't have they don't got the X factor, bro, a lot of the time. Ooh. For me. Street Fighter VI is like the closest thing, and I'm still not the biggest fan. Yeah, I think Strive had it for a bit and like lost it. I think Strive had the X factor and somehow lost it. And Tekken lost it immediately too.
They're just kind of in shambles right now, man.
Yeah. I think the genre is pretty saturated with a lot of options that are kind of catering to the same people. And I just feel like there's a ceiling they're not even trying to break. And talk that brief conversation about Marvel Tokon made me realize, like, damn, like this one has potential to actually make me feel something. Like, I'm not even talking about playing it. Like, I just want to feel something when I look at it. Yeah. Like, the other fighting games, I don't feel shit. Am I old? Or am I like correct? Is it both?
I went through something like this around Street Fighter V era, to be honest with you.
Really?
I
still... you're questioning everything?
Oh yeah, and I still kind of feel that way, obviously, and more so now because to your point, there's way more fighting games now. Like they're going through like a fighting game like resurgence of here's it's a million weird. Fighting games, which what's never really existed before. Guilty Gear, I don't want to say I blame Guilty Gear, but like Strive was so successful over the pandemic that it's like, oh shit, like maybe there's something here. Plus Marvel Infinite dropping the ball, I think, really opened the door for a lot of companies to be like, there's this void that's missing.
Maybe it's like a delayed response.
Yeah, and I will still say, like, I agree with you guys. Not as strongly as you guys. I still had a good time watching Evo. But, man, the culture is, like, being associated with that or, like, having your brand associated with the culture of fighting games, like, damn it. So what I'll say is I miss Smash at this Evo more than any other Evo, even more than the first one that was missing. Because with the first one, the first time we didn't have Smash, it was so weird at Evo, or after we had been established for a while, Melee through, you know, whatever.
You're getting used to it rather than missing it.
Totally. But now they do all this shit. And like, I showed you some of it, Gavin, where Evo did such a great job promoting like little content pieces to get people into fighting games, covering like the legacy of like, you know, Justin Wong and Yipes and, you know, some amazing Mike Ross, like people who I always really liked, but and I knew a good amount about because I just watched them play growing up and whatever. But I didn't know Mike Ross's full story like that. And they did like all these series, like 15 to 20 minute videos about like the matches that made me. It was like what it was called. I'm like, damn, I really, really miss Smash like that. You know, like the like cover, like, man, I would kill to have stuff like that about like you and like Paris and Mars and Riddles and like all the Buzz, right? Leo having like, man, all the shit. And I feel like that's what we're, that to me is like the biggest L of not being at Evo is being less associated with the culture that I grew up and care about so much. And people who represent the culture so well, obviously that's so important because even when Evo's down, like I still fucking love, like, I just think Yipes is the best commentator on the planet. And I don't think it's, I don't want to say it's not close, but goddamn, that guy has influenced so much when it comes to fighting games, like beyond, I think, I don't know. I was thinking about it a lot this weekend, just watching different people cast and Maximilian dude. Right. And just Smash being in the mix is very personally important to me because it was always not in the mix, like intentionally. Cause
very purposely. Game, yeah.
Yeah. They fucking hated us or whatever. I was on both sides, you know? So it was really important to me and now it still is obviously. And I really missed it this year just because they did so many, not because of like the gameplay or whatever, but just not being there fucking sucks, man. Like, it just sucks. Yeah. I love fighting games so much. And
I think
when
it happens, it's like, okay, we lost something that's really important, but we still have blah, blah, blah. But then the Smash community keeps losing things. And it's like, okay, now we miss everything. Like, now we miss some of these things more than we did when it first happened. Like it keeps adding up and it's like, damn, we're losing lots of vibes here. Like, help.
Totally. Yes, I agree.
So I think I get what you're saying, and it's crazy. I mean, every year I have a moment, like a pretty emotional moment watching Evo. I'm like, damn, I can't even get, like, I can't get a second try. Like, I can't get a second try. There's like tournaments like that, and like Genesis, Supernova, where it's like, if I could win one of those, like, I'm picking those. Like, you know what I mean? And Evo is like, even stands out among those. So, I mean, on top of not even being the biggest fighting game guy, it's like, damn, man, it's just like, there's no Smash either. It's like, fuck. But the it's changed so dramatically that it's not even like an option anymore if they want to do it, because it's a Sony thing and it's like, it's just an unrecognizable event. I mean, the production's incredible. Like, they're talking about Chipotle and shit. Like, and all this, like, content pieces you were talking about, and like the ad breaks are all like fighting game related. And it's an incredible event, but it's also just not, because who knows what the first Evo I went to was. What was the Evo with Smash 4 Customs? 16, 17?
Gosh. I was retired at that point, I'll be honest 15, with you.
16?
Yeah, like, that was the first one I went to. And it still stood out among the rest of the events, but I wouldn't say that it had, like, completely left the universe, though.
That one was a clown show, no flame.
It was so bad.
I was going to say, like, obviously I'd rather be there. I stand by that point very much, but let's not forget that it's like really 2 out of 3 really tight. You wake up at 7 a.m. West Coast.
Usually really, right? Like, really fucking bad. Yeah.
It's tough. It's just an enormous event. And even like watching this weekend, Street Fighter 6 was fast. Thank God. Cause I was, dude, it was like 2 a.m. when it finished on the East Coast.
I was like, I can't watch this. Like,
damn, Tekken took forever, bro. That joint. Not that I didn't enjoy watching it, but I was like, holy shit, this is just taking a long time. There's a lot that goes into Evo.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things that really, like, made me miss Smash being there was that Rivals was there. Like, I think if that weren't the case, then I just would have been like, oh, this is,
you don't
just,
even
like,
think about it.
Like a fighting game tournament. But, like, watching players that I'm very familiar with compete on the stage, I'm like, where are the other players I'm familiar with? Like, it's cool watching, you know, Plup and Spargo, and then HBox is there, EE was there watching, like, I'm like seeing all these like players on the stage and in the background. I'm just like, dude, this is so weird. And I made this comment to Has, because I was like, you know, Spargo, this is Spargo's like
first time on the Evo stage.
That's so interesting.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And I don't know, like, I'm actually genuinely curious, and I would love to ask him or someone to ask him or talk to him about it, but, like, if that felt different than, to him than, like, being in, like, a grand finals of Smash Con or being in Grands of Genesis.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
I bet you he'd say yes, because he tweeted before the event. He said it feels very weird getting on a plane to go somewhere and to compete and not have it be about Smash 0%, because he's never done that. You know, he's never really gone to an event just for Rivals. It's been for both, typically. So I definitely think he'd agree with you. But, I think that's a great question to ask him.
Yeah, like, I was there playing with Spargo when he tried Rivals 2 for the first time. When I made that trip to Florida, and like we did the couple invitationals in the open bracket. I played Rivals with Spargo. It was his first time playing. Bro was trash. Bro was trash at the game. It's so funny how good he is now. But of course he picked the Thorn character. It's very funny.
But you also probably would be incredible at Rivals if you just played the game.
Oh, me? Yeah. I mean, maybe. A lot of people ask me when I stream about, like, why not? And it's just, like I said, I'm not much of a fighting game guy. I'm not even much of a platform fighting guy. I just like Smash / Nintendo. Like, I would play Smash Bros. Regardless of, like, what it was, probably. So, I just don't have a crazy attachment to any of the characters in Rivals or anything. So, like, I'm not going to put effort into it. But I think the game is great, and I think it's transcended platform fighters, which is so important. I think Rivals 1 and 2 both really, really became its own thing. And I think that's the most important thing to a platform fighter, is to transcend the genre and really be your own thing. Or else it's just going to feel so limited.
No, it's just a Smash clone.
Yeah, like, so Rivals really pulled it off. And it wasn't even with the second game. I think they already pulled it off with the first game, which is cool. For sure.
Totally.
So that's really impressive. But yeah, it's not like I play Smash because it's a platform fighter. I would never say that sentence. Like, so it is what it is. The only thing I could see myself trying is like a One Piece fighter. If it was like 2D, I don't know. Like, if they did like an actual genuine One Piece fighter, I think maybe I would try that. The Marvel game looks cool, but like we all know that I'm not actually going to
play. Bro was not playing that.
But what about Mortal Kombat?
Well, hold on, bro.
Gavin hates Mortal Kombat.
That was one of my favorite watches this weekend.
Dude, really?
You do know why? Okay, so I have like a long history of watching Sonic Fox win. Like,
yeah.
The way that it happens each time is actually genuinely fascinating, because he's almost always Sonic Fox is almost always about to lose, and then this insane clutch comeback happens every single time. And this time I was like, this is not about to happen again, because there was like this much health and it just happened again, like in real time. I'm just watching it like, there's just no way. It's not about to happen, is it? Bro, it's happening. No, that was a bad decision. No. Oh my gosh, it happened again. Like, it's just it's like it's like genuinely intriguing watching the win, because like, how?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, how?
It's been so many years. You would think that it would be contested more consistently somehow, but truly just Sonic Fox's calling in life is playing. So this is the thing. I love Mortal Kombat as like a casual whatever, but holy fuck. I watched this for 2 seconds and I was like, how the fuck does anybody play this game? You see it? Win neutral once, roll 1,000 grenades, and then you're just guessing for your life? Like, this is insane. Like,
oh, hurt.
Timeout. Yeah, hey. What did I say? Timeout. To be fair, this is crazy, though. That's a lot of games now.
I agree. This is crazy.
Bro, in Street Fighter, you were getting throw looped for your whole health bar if you got put in the corner. You just
You just started dying. You just had to guess for your life and you got hit one time. Luigi is killing you in Smash. Kazi is killing you in Smash. Steve is killing you in Smash.
Maybe fighting games suck. Maybe you're right. My bad. Yeah,
like, absolutely.
My fault.
Oh, yeah. Bro, like, I watching this, I was like, oh, yeah, this is normal. I don't know why. I was just...
I don't know what it is, but it just...
It's the length of it. It just takes so long. And, like, you can see the setup happening in real time. Like
how, it just happens. It's just so boom. Much. And it happens like, a lot. So right. many times.
Right. Like, it's like holy. It's like when people used to get mad when, like, Falco would hit you for the first time, and you'd be like, dude, like, how come I'm in this Falco combo for, like, 10 seconds, and, like, I barely have any agency, and now I'm at 90, except this is, like, potentially...
Yeah, but... It's less, and this was always why I like Smash a little more than traditional fighting games. Because traditional, I always say this, like traditional fighting games, like you're on a grid, like this is like what you can
this
do.
This is how it happened.
Yeah.
Is this set one or two?
We gotta appreciate. So respect, obviously. Hold on.
How?
Oh, here it comes
every time. Dude.
I can tell you what happens.
What the?
Sweep.
Now I thought here I was like.
Okay, and Cyrax rolling the grenade down her arm, swag.
I was like, wait, really we didn't take the Oki. Like, this has to be a mistake.
Well, and then love Mortal Kombat, Kevin.
Of course, there's just some weird thing that Sonic Fox knows.
Yeah, yeah.
That like the one time setup that wasn't used the entire bracket. Like, it's always stuff like that with Sonic, and I'm just like,
yeah.
How?
Sonic like, is just yeah.
Is that set one or two?
I think that's set one.
Okay. I will say, like, Sonic in that same category is, you know, a lot of people who won too, which I think maybe feeds into like why it wasn't the greatest Evo of all time or whatever, but sure. It was Arslan Ash won, Sonic Fox won, Goichi won. And these players, I really love and respect all these players, but it's just like a little more interesting when the underdog or someone not expected wins. And back to the fighting game thing. It's like with Mortal Kombat or like that reset keeps happening over and over and over and over again. It's like your movement is so limited in any fighting game or any like game like this. It just feels a lot of rinse and repeat. And I'll say it again. I love Mortal Kombat. I think it's great. Casually, I love watching it. Gavin does not. Okay, let's just get that straight. But I tuned in. I watched this. It was just Cyrax just rolling the grenades over and over and over and over. I was like, I don't know. You know, W Sonic Fox, but I just not that Smash isn't repetitive at points, not that we don't see similar shit in Smash, but it's just I guess it's different because I don't know it as well too. What I'm saying is this is on me, really. Mortal Kombat's great, of course. Yeah. Don't say yeah to that, Kevin. You don't agree. No, I do.
Don't say yeah to that. I don't like Mortal Kombat. I'm not afraid.
Oh shit.
That shit is try.
A lot, there are a very large amount of people would agree with you, but yeah, I mean, I was watching like Tekken and I was like, I feel like I've seen this Anna stagger into this same mix up, into the same confirm at least 50 times in this top 8. Like, I'm losing my mind. I'm just watching the same thing happen over and over with like slight variances. And yeah, that's the beauty of fighting games, right? Like, this. The small like intricacies of the decisions you make and all that, but I was like, but what I'm seeing on the screen, the big combo part, that looks the same, and I'm just like,
sleep, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's like a knowledge gap on us, and that's where, and again, this weekend, as I do with every Evo, I thought about commentary a lot. That's where commentators need to come in and be like, this is why this is interesting, even if you don't understand it, right? Yep, sleep, dude. And the fact that it was the data. Wait, real quick. Ditto or mirror match? We had that conversation. It's a good one.
I don't know. Bro.
Come on. Come on,
obviously Marcus. Mirror match, but...
Thank you.
I'm so used to saying ditto, and when I'm in different communities and get made fun of, it's very funny. That
I like mirror. Mirror is just great. Mirror is...
But I'd say ditto.
Mirror is created in Mortal Kombat.
True. Going to a card game tournament and saying ditto, and they look at you like, what did you just say?
They shouldn't do that, though. It's very apparent what that means. Like... Maybe I'm just a dork, but the first time I heard it, I wasn't like, what could that possibly mean?
Yeah, I don't think I did that either, but I was probably 10 years old, so I don't know.
Why? It's very obvious. Even if you don't know Pokemon, and it's just like, oh, I'm watching an Anna ditto, it's like, okay, well, I figured that out. There's only one character name being used. There's two in the match. Did the math real quick. But yeah, overall, I thought it was a good Evo, but I was just thinking maybe like the solution is, because I kind of, well, that'd be great, but never gonna happen again. Sorry, Bell. Well, unless
maybe not never.
I'll never. Yeah, never say never. Right, but maybe the solution is because we were all super hyped last year because there was all new games and everything felt fresh and new, and now like Marcus was kind of saying, it all feels kind of like the same, or we've seen it all. Maybe it's like major changes every year should happen. You know what I mean? Like,
when is Marvel coming out?
Hopefully next year. Oh, bro, what? Did just say when's Marvel?
The beta comes out soon.
September, right? It's in
right before the beta for 2XKO. That game's still coming out.
Apparently. That game makes me sleepy,
bro. I don't know what happened. Like, they announced it. That might be a marketing disaster class. Like, if you ever want to watch like how to fail like marketing, that is it. Like, I can't believe the game has been an alpha for 3 years for the community, and it's just like 8 characters.
I'm asleep.
For who? Like, what am I even supposed to be excited about? It's 8 characters.
And it's so crazy, too, because I feel like with a fighting game, people are already way too intimidated to play them, so they don't buy them, you know? So it's like, if you've been just ramping this thing up for 3 years, and now there's already, like, knowledge on the game and things, it's like, dude, I feel like you got to just fucking just let it go. Just release it. Let it rip. Let it rip. Token, great example. This shit's coming out. What? Out of nowhere. That's insane. Evo's coming up. Little preview, beta, and then hopefully a release date. It needs to be fast, though. You can't.
But don't pull a Hunter Hunter game, because you got to have net code. That game exploded on impact.
Not only that, but 2XKO, since they were announced as a thing, naturally losing momentum over time, but now look, now you got to compete with fucking Marvel and
Invincible.
And Invincible and the Hunter game.
This shit got style.
People only have so many $70 in their wallet. You know what I'm saying? So
this shit has like
charm. I think this is not new free, anymore. Like, it's not like everyone has
it feels like they're releasing an old game.
Yeah, everyone has played it. Like, you've had that many tests.
Nostalgia release.
Yeah, between it being at Evo, where the majority of the players go, and having like multiple alphas and betas where people at home can get in, like everyone's played it who probably wants to play it by now. So
I think alphas and betas should stop existing. It's just making things convoluted and weird.
I don't know about that.
Just make video games and stop being weirdos.
I well,
Nintendo fan, by the way.
Closed alphas and closed betas, I think, are very important.
What's wrong with your internal team that you pay to test the game?
They just can't see everything. Like,
what's wrong with just that? Release the game.
No,
like crazy, not though. When you would do the beta. Just don't do the beta and just release the game when you release it.
That's insane. I disagree with that.
Is it?
No.
What if the next Smash had 3 betas leading up to release?
People are more likely to find like bugs and exploits and like things just
if
naturally.
That's all it's for, then I feel like there has to be a better way.
I also don't think bugs necessarily are bad press. Exactly. Especially if
depending on what it is.
And if you fix it fast.
Yeah.
Like, we're just doing too much.
But like if like
I think so too, Gav, to be fair,
third time. When TFT released, right? Oh, Teamfight Tactics. Come on, like, just let me talk about Han and Yu-Gi-Oh. Like, let me have my
mind. I do not talk about Yu-Gi-Oh. How dare you? Mortal Kombat.
No, everyone's different. Mortal Kombat.
I love Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, man. Anyway, when TFT released, it was an actual disaster because they legitimately just took Dota Auto Chess and like tried to transfer it to their engine. There's a whole video about it. It's really interesting. But it didn't work when it released. Like, units would just walk off the board and stuff would just disappear, items wouldn't spawn, there were like infinite bugs, but people loved it because it's like, haha, this is funny. And like it's like the magic of like getting to experience those moments that you'll never have again, right? Like, obviously they're gonna fix it, but like you get to be like, bro, did you see the time where like this happened? Like, you get it creates those memories, and I do think that is something that is important with releasing.
It's organic.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're a part of the experience, like talking about crazy shit like that. And the other thing I'd say about that is things like Melee and like Third Strike, the way that they are with patches. And if they were released not on a really tight schedule, and like, you know, if they had a 3-year development cycle for Melee, what the fuck would we be even looking at today? You know what I'm saying?
That game
like
trash.
They had 9 months to make the game or whatever miracle they performed. It's like, it just, I think, Gavin, there is a good point where it's like, I do agree that we are doing too much these days with that. It's almost like just because you have the power to do it doesn't mean you should. Right? Like, you can patch and you can buff and you can nerf and you can fix and you can do all this shit. But where does the impossible question to answer is, where is the line, right? Even features and stuff, right? Even so many things that are considered modern game fighting game tech is like, people either love it or hate it. It's very divisive, but it's so hard because if you're not evolving your product or evolving the genre, it's just going to die. Like, that's just how it works. You can't just release UMVC3. You think if they saw what they saw today in that game that they wouldn't patch a couple things here and there? You think Phoenix would be the way that she is? Fuck no, dude. Like, there's no way. Some of the most broken messes of games are some of people's favorites just because it's more like, I think it's two inputs. Like, it's human input either way, but it's either players finding shit naturally and like creating creative solutions, or they just patch and nerf and change things. You know, I'll say it.
It's really risky to do things that way, but I think it has the most potential by far to create something beautiful.
I agree. I think that's great. And I think it's because it's more of a natural relationship between player and game.
Yes. It's the most important thing. I talk about this all the time on the podcast, and it's like fucking gone. It's like gone with video games.
Oh, yeah.
The players are creating the fucking game you play. That's disgusting.
I agree with that. To a certain extent.
Go too crazy, but...
Oh, watch out. Crazy, like, Gav.
I've already said all this before, so it might be annoying, but like... Yeah. Just not organic. Organic is... I like that word's important. It's important.
I think so, of course. The era that we grew up playing games, especially me, Marcus, the era we grew up playing games.
Like, back in our day, bro.
I think PM was the first game I ever took seriously that got patches consistently, which is hilarious because it's literally a fan-made game.
Yeah.
But, you know, Third Strike, Melee, Brawl, like, none of those fucking games ever got touched. And some parts of it are much better for it, and some parts are much worse for it, you know?
After you go to a tournament, you're not thinking about what the devs might do in the next month. Like, you don't think about that.
Yeah. It's tough, dude. But it's really hard to do because I feel for them too. Because it's like, what are you, lazy devs? Like, you don't fix or patch things? Like, this is, I don't know. And it's like, if you don't fix and patch things, are people just going to stick with it? Because now we're kind of full circling back to like, damn, well, I'm bored with Street Fighter 6. Invincible's coming out. I might buy that game and try it. Now I'm done playing Street Fighter 6. I'm not buying any of those skins or any of that shit. Now, like,
I think patches are important, but like, I think it's important to be like,
so hard.
Still have the line between the player. Like as wild and strange as Smash patches are, I always loved them because you don't know when they're happening and you don't know why they're happening. like I kind of like that because...
See you, little Mac.
I don't know.
And then like, when they drop, you don't even know what they're saying.
Yeah, like sure. That fluffy angle got changed. I don't know what that means.
I knew they should nerf the fluffy angle.
They listen to me.
Please, Sakura, I've nerfed the fluffy angle.
But like... I don't know. I don't like to make a sports comparison, but they're not going to lower the hoop two quarters into the game. Like,
oh, hold on now.
Wow.
Interesting. Quarters, but
they might change where the 3-point line is.
They're not going to have a beta for next season.
They might. Yeah, they do. Do they do that? Like in baseball, they try it on minor leagues and shit. The pitch clock did not exist until recently. 3-point line did not exist for a long time.
It did not. But
it changed.
That isn't changing everything. I know it's a big change, but like...
That's a big change. That's a very big change.
They should low-key
get rid of
4-point line, bro.
The Celtics aren't winning that championship without that 3-point line, true?
They spam.
I know. Well, now look what's happening. So actually a great comparison. Before, and the shot clock didn't exist before. Before teams were just getting the ball and just...
Yo, you seen them shooting forms in like the 50s?
Come on, man.
Clean as hell.
No,
who's the dude that did it? Was it Rick Barry who did like the underhand free throw?
That was Arnold from Hey Arnold.
There's that one guy on the Spurs that does the one-handed free throw
granny shot. But that's what I'm saying. Is like, but that's a good point, because it's like, it's a big change to the overall way the game's played, but the spirit is still intact. But now people have gotten so good at the 3-point shot that it's like turbo meta. You know what I mean? Like it like before it was just like to spread the ball out more and, yeah. and complement other skill sets. Now it's like, oh shit, this is kind of getting abused. Now what do we do? You know what I mean? Like I that's
the proper amount of chaos is good for a competitive environment. Like
sure.
Tekken situation doesn't seem to be great, but
yikes.
They always seem to have a tough time.
Yeah. Tekken?
Yeah, they
I don't know.
Have a tough time. Seven was tough too. They had better moments. Than eight. They had no, I mean like balance wise.
Yeah, Akuma stuff was crazy, right?
Akuma, Leroy, like Geese.
Leroy was like, terrible.
Yeah, they seem to have some tough moments with that, which is interesting in its own way because it's like
I just want a new Smash.
They're doing what they think is right. healthy, and then it ends up backfiring. So they actually have the experience of like, yeah, we're just gonna do this, and then.
It yeah,
may or I respect not. It though. Like you just hope it levels out, and you just.
Yeah.
That could be crazy though. Characters be having like, yeah. Bazooka mid combo. Like, what is that game?
I don't know. I can't wait for Marvel though. I'm interested.
Like this character won and pulled out like a chain gun.
Yeah. Let's say Anna Williams.
No, it was like Brian.
Oh, Brian, yeah. Anna Parker Walter. He is. He's insane. He's been around since like Tekken. Tekken 3.
Something really early.
I can't.
Not long. Crazy, bro. He's insane.
Yeah, we did a new Smash and
Marvel.
And Marvel looks cool.
I wish Marvel was coming out closer. I wish Marvel was coming out closer to the next main Evo. Like March next year.
Yeah.
So that it's like, oh, there's a couple months for anything really broken to get fixed unless it's hidden, which it will happen
hidden,
in this day
which would be hidden
in this day and age. I don't know if you can get away with that, to be honest with you. I don't know.
You can
not, bro, as, the much. Amount of, not as much as you used to.
It depends on the game and the size of the community,
because like, this would be enormous.
I remember Void would always tell me like, yeah, I'm hiding stuff for
multiverses,
like, for yeah, he used to hide stuff all the time,
of course,
and that game was huge.
What if I do that in the next Smash?
You couldn't help yourself.
I'd be yapping.
You would hide it until it's shown. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. It'll get shown once, and then people will be like, oh, okay. But that might be all it takes, right? You win whatever event.
It's always funny when people are like, but the beauty and the spirit of the
competition.
Why are you hiding stuff? You're evil.
No way. Everyone does that shit.
What?
There's that's a like part that. Of I yeah I hate that conversation.
It's all beautiful stupid. Learning experience. I'm blah blah blah.
It's not. It's basically like it's not fair that your opponent didn't know that. It's like, well, shit, they should have done their homework.
Yeah, what?
All the time. There's I don't know.
Balance.
That's one of the
I think
classics.
There's a balance, but...
That's one of the classics.
But
blabbing like that's a skill. Like finding things out on your own is a skill, and not sharing that knowledge is totally fine, especially if you're using it to win.
I guess I low key like. Waited to use Wario until I had to in the ultimate.
Well,
wait, what
is that kind of similar?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I guess
I meant like
I was using other characters in ultimate, even though I knew a lot of stuff about Wario, and then I played in my first major and I pulled out Wario. Does that count?
I guess
kind of. That's like player specific though. I mean like a technique or like a combo route or something that no one's ever thought of, or a way to play neutral or some shit, or tech or something.
Yeah.
Like if you knew about vectoring and you didn't tell anyone, you go to your first 3DS local, you see, and then you vector and everyone's like, what the fuck?
Dude, I don't know. It's a glitch. I don't know.
I don't know. Hands off the 3DS.
But, yeah, Void definitely has found shit in Smash and like hit it for a bit.
It's one of his skills. He's an incredible labber, incredible at breaking games down.
I don't think the Smash 4 thing he found was as impactful as he thought.
Which thing?
The Bayonetta.
I can't tell you.
Yes, you. No one's playing. Oh, until after Supernova, because someone might use it.
It was the Smash 4 thing. Yeah, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
What's the Smash 4 thing?
Just like the buffered shield drop Bayonetta instant downer on the platform that killed you at like 0. on Smash.
It's a good example of what we're talking about, but you have to use it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't think it was that. It was a good technique to have, but it's like him and Charles thought that shit was like game ruining. It low key wasn't.
Damn, Charles, you waited until he wasn't on the show.
He can't play.
His ass is flying to you right now. You can bring it up when you pick him up.
Charles is about to walk in the door.
He's going to get here and be like, bro, that shit wasn't all that.
But that's what's fun, because sometimes you find things, you're like, damn, this might be. I remember for the first time ever seeing someone do the run off the side and side B in Brawl. You remember that? How you got extra distance?
Oh, yeah.
I remember doing that with Mario's cape. I was like, bro, this might change the fucking game. And I looked, it was already on Smashboard. Smashboard 3 months ago. I was like, what's it called? Hey, guys, check it out. It's the hazmat. shut up, dummy. You know, did not work.
That's how Mario became such a meta threat. Yeah.
That was caping, bro. Cape off the side. You can bait, and then they air dodge your forward air. Yeah. Boom, that's it.
He was one of the best characters in the game.
I thought he was the worst, which is why I started
playing. He's actually so bad.
I thought he was the worst in Brawl. And I was like, I'll make him work. And I was like, well, he's not the worst, but he's fucking bad, that's for sure. He had no combos. Think of playing Mario right now with no combos, and that was him in Brawl. It's so embarrassing. Nothing out of throws. Damn, he was so bad in Brawl. I thought
how did you kill with Mario?
Oh, pick Meta Knight. That was the coolest part. Meta Knight down smash went kind of foolish. Up B off stage. Yeah. Good times. I'm excited for Supernova. The preliminary seeding, which I'm sure will be changed, so we're not going to go over it too much because I'm sure things are going to get swapped around. But kind of surprised that number one, we hopped on the call today and started talking about it just a little bit.
It's not.
Yeah, maybe I'm not locked in.
Yes and no. I still think a lot of people, especially recency bias, would say they think Spargo would be number one at this tournament, which I think is still a fair opinion. But it was Doramigi at number one, which is great. Definitely a person that could win this tournament from winners, like no question.
Yeah.
So, great. Mia 3 is kind of wild, though. It's like, dang. Mia 3? And Akol is not there at Mia's 3? Damn.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild. You see Mia having a good tournament.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to go. I'm pumped.
I'll be there for like a day.
Same.
Well.
We'll all be there on that day.
Can we do something else besides SmashCon too? Can we like go to like an Orioles game or something?
I'm entering Mortal Kombat. Sorry.
you know how to do the bowling ball, Cyrax. Yeah. Keep rolling.
Yeah.
Just keep rolling, man. Keep rolling.
I mean,
yep. Ooh, do you even know a Mortal Kombat character?
Do you know like three? Who are your top three Mortal Kombat characters?
Come on, bro. You gotta. You know what's weird?
That movie was trash.
Yes, that's not what's
weird. They always are. That's
Who do you think the most popular Mortal Kombat character is? Because I actually think...
Don't answer. Wait, Gavin has to say his top three first before I give him free answers.
The most popular has to be Scorpion or Sub-Zero.
Wow. Who's third, do you think?
Liu Kang.
Hey.
No, ain't no one like Liu Kang, though.
Hey. Oh.
He is popular. I'd say Raiden probably is third.
Probably Raiden, yeah.
Everyone likes Raiden.
Electricity?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Electricity. Big time. Wait. Now you want.
Mortal Kombat. You know what I always do? I always mix up Mortal Kombat and Killer Instinct.
That's understated. Actually, I was going to get mad at you, but that makes perfect sense.
Bro, that game is very hard to watch.
Mortal Kombat.
This is a fun fucking game that we should play. We should hold up two characters and be like, is this hold up a character and say, is this Mortal Kombat or
Killer Instinct? What character did you say?
Reptile. Is that Killer Instinct or Mortal Kombat?
It's Mortal Kombat, yeah.
It's Mortal Kombat. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is.
He's
the green ninja.
Y'all are trolling. Mortal Kombat characters.
So, no, just type in Mortal Kombat Reptile.
Is Mortal Kombat 1 the game they play?
Currently, yes.
O-N-E, yes.
Wait, what the heck? Y'all weren't trolling. That's John Cena. What?
Well, John Cena, yeah, that's... No. What? He's a guest character.
Ghostface?
Yeah, from... Bro loves some Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
What?
They've had crazy guest characters.
They do have some very good.
Like the same.
You know,
they use a lot of like iconic horror characters as like their like Predator's been in Alien. Sorry,
children's toy.
What am I about?
Thinking about it though.
All right.
I can't even finish.
Kevin goes, what? Nothing.
He's just completely locked out.
We need Chuck here. He's locked in and Googling Mortal Kombat characters like me in the computer lab in third grade.
Dude, have you seen the Killer Instinct guest characters?
Arbiter. Arbiter's one.
We really should have locked in when we saw like Omni-Man, that there could be a potential for like Invincible.
Oh, Riptor.
Stop looking at them, Gavin. I'm gonna quiz you. That's gonna be the bonus content. I'll share my screen and I'll show you a character.
Who's this turtle with sunglasses?
Rash? Oh no, he doesn't know. He has no Battletoads.
You ain't never played Battletoads? Pro ain't old.
I want to quiz you and my father at the same time and see who can name more iconic 80s video game characters. Who's this turtle with the sunglasses? I can't.
It's scaring me.
I can't wait for Supernova. We're going to have a blast, fellas.
I would play Riptor.
You would play Riptor. That's correct.
Yeah.
That's why I asked. I was like, did you say Reptile? Like, I'm not sure what you said. So I was like,
Riptor is just a dinosaur.
These games are trash.
Whoa.
Killer Instinct, they're both very cool and iconic in their own ways. Are they well-designed fighting games? Killer Instinct more so. Killer Instinct definitely brought it back with the new version.
It's very unique.
I actually did like that game visually.
Both of them, I think, are A-pluses in my book. Like, I love both of those games a lot. Do I spend a lot of time playing them? Absolutely not, but I do appreciate them. Killer Instinct 2 got, like, some sort of award for, like, its sound design, bro. You won't know this, Gavin. Maybe Marcus will know what I'm talking about, but if you walked into a fucking place, like an arcade or a pizza place that had Killer Instinct, it was so fucking loud. It was so fucking loud.
Combo. Like,
Combo Breaker. Yeah, it was.
Wait, he's camping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You love this character. Not that you camp.
He's camping.
Oh, you can pull a banana out, too, actually.
He's not even moving forward at all. Oh, shit.
Dude, I wish you could hear the sound effects too, dude. Because this game is like, its sound design is like peak. Like it changed the game a lot. And it's Rareware. How do you not love this game?
I know that.
True. There you go. There you go. Now we're simulating walking into the pizza place. Oh, has he got the fatality? Oh yeah. That's it. That was terrible.
This is my main.
Oh yeah, look at this. You got the 3D screen. I forgot about that. Chomps on some. I don't know. Ribs.
Goodness, this is a good. Stop. This game is fire. Stop,
all right, kill the stop, sound. Stop. We're out of the bowling alley. That was insane. That Super Turbo, like every game started like blasting their sound more and more because of Killer Instinct. But the sound design was iconic. Combo Breaker, obviously. I don't know. I'm glad we're back talking about fighting games because I fucking love them so much. And I really wish that. You know what it is? Is like, I wish that. And I think it would be Supernova to do this, but I wish the Smash event brought that energy that Evo brought. It's very hard because Evo's so legacy and like mimicking it is like very difficult. But like the little content pieces and all that stuff, that's really like the nice touches, you know, like that's the stuff that I really mix. Everyone is together. Melee, you know, the old Brawl, people playing there for, you know, Smash 4,
yeah.
Ultimate, Rivals obviously been in the mix too. Like everyone's there. Let's just, I wish there's a little elbow grease, you know what I'm saying? Not that the event isn't fantastic and I love going, but like that extra layer of love and dedication is something that I see from Evo that I think we could easily do for SmashCon. Yeah. When I say we...
Or Genesis.
Maybe. Yeah. Like it's the legacy
harder,
stuff.
A little harder for Genesis.
But SmashCon has that... Because Evo's like, we're all here.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's a little harder
and for SmashCon Genesis. And Supernova has, you know, Brawl, etc. Like, it's really... Yeah. Like Evo has its little side games that get, you know, 30, 40 entrants, which, dude, used to be a huge deal. That's where Goichi would come over and win every side event that had 40, 50... You guys got to watch those. Those Evo pieces are so good, and I really wish we did more stuff like that. I think it's so important for the culture. That's how I feel. I'm very excited for Supernova. I don't know if there's anything else we need to talk about. Gavin's going to pick up Killer Instinct. That's cool. Riptor main and Reptile main.
Yeah.
Bro ain't playing no Reptile.
I'm not even going to play Marvel.
You play Mortal Kombat? You are not going to play Marvel. Dude, okay, one last thing I want to geek out on. I thought I had my lineup for Marvel all set, but Star-Lord looks so fucking cool. Did you see him, Marcus?
Nope. He does look cool.
He has the Dante, the down guns. Like the
I did see that.
Bro, I saw that. Joker? I saw... Huh?
From Smash?
The what?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, Joker's down gun? Oh, yes. Joker's. That's
why are they capturing Smash Ultimate? What's their problem?
Yeah, dude. And he switches his gun element. Like, he. Oh, my God.
Show Wolverine.
The wind animations, everything, dude. Like I said, that little extra touch is so good.
Show Wolverine. Goodness, Dr. Doom.
Doom. The fucking GOAT, dude. They haven't even announced Magneto yet. Wolverine. Like,
what if Doom is, like, trash? That'd be crazy.
They won't let that happen. Yeah, they won't let that happen. Yeah, they gave him. Yeah, he'll be. They gave him Aegis Reflector, bro. Like, don't think he got worse. Maybe I don't think so.
No shot. No shot.
They won't make him bad. I hope Iron Man's good.
Never catch me playing Captain America. Boring.
Captain America is going to be trash, just like every other game.
No, he's gonna be good this time. They're gonna brawl it and just make him good. You know what I mean? Or Smash 4. It's like, oh, he sucked. Nope, he's good now. Like, that's great. and Iron Man's gonna be good finally. I've lapped out so many Iron Man combos in Ultimate Marvel 3, and I'm like, I'm never playing as this character. I just love Tony Stark, so I'd be out there labbing. Oh, dude, Star Lord and Iron Man, Doom, Storm, there it is. I'm excited. That's a squad right there for now. Hey, they get Nova back, Magneto, Wolverine. Fuck, four characters Wolverine, might not be enough.
Please.
He'll be back. I was like, if he's not in the initial roster, which he should be, he will be first DLC. Him, Cyclops, all the class. They've already shown they're bringing the classics back, like Doom and Storm. That was enormous. Doom and Storm were like the biggest by a lot.
Wait, there's some Marvel 2 characters that are
Magnus.
Oh, you like weird. Let me guess. You like, dang, let me see. The weird.
Spiral.
Who?
Nah. I don't know if you like that.
Maybe a lot of the Capcom ones that I like or something.
We're just trying to guess who you weird characters you would be like, oh, that's cool. Who's the mummy? You'd like that.
I can't pronounce that, bro. My bad. Bro would play Shuma Gorath.
Oh yeah, you would like Shuma. That's
no,
true.
I know that character.
And
Gavin would play Ryu Ken and Akuma.
In UMVC3, MODOK. Goodness.
Yeah, you'd be a MODOK player. Maybe Blackheart in Marvel 2.
I don't like MODOK, but I know I'd be mad good with MODOK.
A Mingo.
Yes, that's my type of vibe.
Yeah, that would, you know. Well,
wait, did you say a Mingo?
Yeah. He's lit.
It's gonna be tough for you switching from Killer Instinct to Marvel, but I think you could
do it. Yeah, it'll be hard, but
it's Mortal Kombat, goodness gracious. Yeah. Also, multi-game threat.
Wait, who is this? Oh, I know exactly.
Gavichi.
Something.
Sonic Gav. Goodness.
It's gracious. Sonic Gav.
Wukong character, Sun.
Gavlin Ash.
I want to play that character.
Oh yeah, you would like Sun Wukong, that's true, yeah. You would like that character. What's her name?
Sun.
Oh, you play Hulk. You love Hulk.
I do like Hulk.
Wolverine, you haven't even said yet.
Surfbot? Is that a character?
You would not play Surfbot. Surfbot's really? Like Surfbot's like Bowser Jr. but bad. Like worse.
How's that possible?
He's like a joke character. He's like Dan. Remember? I used to do that. I used to have fun.
Do y'all have a favorite character you like watching like across any game that's ever existed? Oh, well.
Come on, man. Come on. Are you serious?
Zangief has?
What?
I'm just kidding.
Imagine. Yeah. Come on, man. Not really. It's still crazy to me. I can't.
Who's Black Heart?
I still can't believe it.
Who's this? Cable?
I didn't really think about it that until just now.
Isn't it wild that Ken's in Smash?
Yeah, it's probably Threat Strike Dudley. I think it is, yeah.
Damn.
Dudley in any game. Dudley in 4?
4 is, damn. Dude, Street Fighter 4, I can't believe it was getting slandered because that game.
It was great.
That game, that roster, nah.
I think people don't understand that with Street Fighter 4, it was the first time in a very long time that all the original 8 were back in a game together. Like, for a very long time. Because 3, none of them existed except for Ken and Ryu. But then you had all the new additions, too, who were amazing. And 4 was so, again, culturally important. For after 3, like, riding in the wake of you know, Evo moment and all that good stuff of three, and it brought everyone together. Four,
goodness, Tyler, that roster,
that character.
Okay, well, that crazy. It goes a little too foolish after too many patches, but damn, like the boss characters are there, the original eight.
Goodness,
Dudley, where is he, goodness. Bro? Bring him back.
Seth is one of my favorite video game characters ever.
Well, all
right, dude. Oh, I love Oni too.
This roster was Rolento.
Hakan.
Like, oh, Hakan is cool.
Good nit. No, Oni. They locked in. They locked in.
I gotta say, I appreciate Street Fighter 6 DJ so much. He's so fucking awesome. He's awesome. C Viper too. I'm pumped. I love C Viper. Marvel 3 C Viper. Damn, now that's a cool character. Pump fake all day. I like C Viper. She's cool. Damn, I love fighting games, bro.
I'm nervous on how she's gonna translate to six. Not El Forte.
I'll bring Seth back.
Ain't no one want that.
Holy Fei Long.
E-Hawk is so boring.
Yeah, that was a roster, man. They locked in.
Hugo was crazy, bro.
We did lock in. Six is going very well.
I'm trying to see Hugo versus Abigail.
Okay, well.
Yeah, this was a good app.
Right there, buddy.
Yeah, this was a good app. Yeah.
Fighting games rule. Sure. And obviously, you know, we talked a lot about Evo this week, but we'll be talking a lot about Supernova next week, especially with Charles here to break it down. We're going to have a lot going on next weekend. Again, mostly I'm excited to see my people, you guys, and everyone else that'll be there, all the casters, players, everyone that I've known for, that we've all known for 10 plus years, whatever. It's crazy.
All right, who winning?
Don't do an obvious one. Do not do an obvious one.
Let's pick it. Like, come on, man. Like, come on. Like, yeah, of course.
Have a hot take. Have a hot take.
Like a
Zomba.
Ooh, I like
it. I'm down. I'm down.
I got.
I'll pick Zomba or Syrup or Jude.
I got Syrup. No. I got Syrup. That's my choice. I think Syrup is going to get top two.
Golly, top two.
I'm locking in. And I'm not backing down.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's weird to say this is a hot take, but. Honestly, I'm back. At first, I was about to say Leo. I think Peeb's about to have a bracket, bro.
Ooh.
I
think
what's it called? What's it called? Top eight?
Yeah, I think Peeb by top eight.
Bro. I love it. All right, so we got Syrup top two for me. Peeb nut top eight for you, Marcus. And Gavin, what was yours?
Zomba
winning.
Oh, well, you said winning at first. I would like.
I did. But I'll
predict Zomba, okay. Syrup, and Jackal all in top eight.
Okay, you can't make three calls. Is, you know,
bro,
like,
that's
like an easy like bet.
I just can't do anything right. I'm about to go practice Mortal Kombat. See ya.
What?
Have a go.